The following podcast is sponsored by Unicorn Drops. For coughing, sore throat, and hoarseness, take Unicorn Drops. Hey everybody, this is Ethan Uslan, and you are listening to the one and only Carolina Shout podcast. That, of course, was Carolina in the Morning, which here in Carolina, I play every morning, part of my routine. You know, I wake up, have some coffee, do 300 push-ups, swim 100 laps, eat 25 raw eggs, and, you know, play that song. But today, I'm going to do a classical meets ragtime theme. I'm going to play some popular music that was inspired by the opera Madame Butterfly by Giacomo Puccini. Madame Butterfly premiered in America way back in 1906, and as soon as it premiered, it became an instant classic. And the arias and the melodies from this opera remained popular for many, many years. So I'm going to play a foxtrot that was written 15 years after the opera came out. The foxtrot's from 1921. It's called Cho-Cho-San, and it takes some of Puccini's themes and presents them in a foxtrot way. So here it is, Cho-Cho-San from 1921, music by Giacomo Puccini, arranged by Hugo Frey, and of course performed on the piano by me, your humble servant, Ethan Uslan. I hope you enjoy it. So that was Cho-Cho-San, or Cho-Cho-San, depending on where you're from, I guess. Madame Butterfly Melodies, arranged as a foxtrot by Hugo Frey. I found out a little bit about Hugo Frey. He was known for taking complex classical pieces and simplifying them, making them into easier arrangements so amateur pianists could play them. That was his main claim to fame. He also did a bit of composing, and on his composing, the Swiss classical pianist Rudolf Ganz had this to say. He said, "Hugo Frey is the best of the composers of so-called bad music, and therefore preferable to the bad composers of so-called good music." Well, I think that's quite a compliment, and it fits in with our mission statement here at the Carolina Shout, where we strive to play only the finest, most exquisite selections of so-called bad music. So now I've got another Madame Butterfly-inspired tune for you, and this one has words, but wait, don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. I got a real singer here for you, and I thought we should get a singer who really gets the Madame Butterfly thing. So I've invited my friend Melinda Whittington back. Melinda is a real, honest-to-God opera singer. Right, Melinda?
In the flesh.
Well, it's great to have you back on the podcast. What have you been up to lately?
Well, I've been home for a few weeks, just like gardening and hanging out with my family. But I just got back from Chicago Lyric Opera. And at the end of the week, I'm headed to Salt Lake City.
For Don Giovanni, right?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, but we're doing Madame Butterfly today.
Yeah, I've never played Madame Butterfly, but maybe one day.
Yeah, well, this will be your starting point.
My debut.
Yeah, of Madame Butterfly.
I like it.
Put it on your resume. So I've got a Madame Butterfly-themed song called Poor Butterfly from 1916, and it's based on the story of Madame Butterfly. So I understand you said you've never been in Madame Butterfly, but you've seen it. You know the story?
Many times. I've even sung in the ladies' chorus.
Okay. So you have been in it.
Well, that's true, yeah. I've just never
been the
never
star.
Played. I've never been the
For
star.
For you, it doesn't
I'm
really
used to being the star.
Okay. It doesn't count if you're not the star.
Doesn't
okay.
Count.
Got it. Can you, for the non-opera people here, myself included, mm-hmm. can you tell us the plot synopsis of Madame Butterfly, but don't get to the very end, just like most of it, and then in case we see it, don't ruin it.
Okay, sure. Well, this U.S. soldier, Pinkerton.
Does he have a first name?
B.F. Pinkerton.
Brett Favre Pinkerton.
Perfect. That sounds great. Actually, I don't think we ever learn what the BF stands for.
Okay.
But we do know that Madame Butterfly's name is Cho-Cho-San, and they get married, and he leaves. He says he's going to come back. I think they just spend like one night together. You know, they make a baby. He leaves. He says he's going to come back.
Don't tell me. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't tell me. So you're left watching the opera like, is he going to come back?
Is he going to come back?
Right.
She keeps waiting. She's holding out hope. They sing, her and her servant Suzuki sing this beautiful flower duet, preparing the garden for him to return.
Hmm. And so that's what the song Poor Butterfly is about, her
waiting.
In the process of waiting.
Sure, waiting for BF Brett Favre Pinkerton to return.
All right, so let's do it. Ready? Poor Butterfly.
Let's do it. For she loved him so. The moments pass into hours, the hours pass into years, and as she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low, the moon and I know that he'll be faithful. I'm sure he'll come to me by and by. But if he don't come back, then I never sigh or cry. I just must die. Poor butterfly.
You know Melinda?
Yeah.
This song makes me kind of wonder what happens at the end of Madame Butterfly.
You sure you want to know?
Yeah, I can't stand it. I need to know. Okay. Does Pinkerton come back?
No, he doesn't.
Does she get a new husband?
No, she doesn't.
Well, she lives happily ever after, I assume.
No, I wouldn't say that. She kills herself.
You're kidding me.
No, that's what happens.
People pay money to go see an opera, she just kills herself at the end.
So much money. Yeah, it's true.
That's ridiculous. Does this happen in other operas or just this one?
It's fairly common, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
But what about Carmen? Does she end up happy?
It's kind of a rough
one. Does she get married in the final act?
Things do not go her way, for in the grand finale, the one by George Bizet, Carmen gets whacked.
You're kidding me. I don't like opera. I find it too depressing.
I can see that.
Everybody croaks by the end of the show. Everybody just dies.
You should stay in your home and don't see Rigoletto
or Turando.
That's kind of a mixed bag. Oh, no, no, no.
And now it's time to thank our sponsor. Today we have a wonderful sponsor, Unicorn Drops. Unicorn Drops are the number one candy for sore throat, hoarseness, coughing. You name it. You have a problem with your throat, you need to get some of these delicious unicorn drops. I'm just wild about unicorn drops. Unicorn drops. I can't live without unicorn drops. Pop these drops until you feel full. Then you'll start to feel magical. All I crave are unicorn drops. Unicorn drops. Chloraseptic won't do, that stuff's medicinal. Ugh. Don't let coughing be your feature. Become a wild, mythical creature. Unicorn drops, I love you. Well, that was fun, Melinda. You know, I think one of these days I'm going to write a totally new Madame Butterfly song. Not just like a parody song.
Okay.
I'm going to write new notes, and it's going to be like a fan fiction song where she lives, she gets married, and lives happily ever after, because that's what I'm into, that kind of happy ending.
Yeah, well, Ethan, I hate to tell you, it's already been done.
Really?
I actually brought the music right here for us to perform next. It's called Poor Little Butterfly is a Fly Girl Now. And it's kind of a comedic sequel to Poor Butterfly. But I should just say that the opinions expressed therein do not represent the opinions of the performers on this podcast. I mean, the audience will hear that basically what this song is suggesting is that if only Madame Butterfly had been a little sexier and learned how to dance a ragtime jig, she could have hung on to her man. So it's sort of blaming the victim here. And as feminists here ourselves,
yes.
Right, Ethan?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to tell your wife if you say no. So as feminists, we do not hold these opinions ourselves.
Absolutely
but
not.
We are going to present the song as a capsule, a time capsule.
We will sing totally offensive songs that we don't agree with.
Sure. I'll sing anything.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. So this is Poor Little Butterfly is a Fly Girl Now from 1919. Ethan, here's the music. Give me an intro and a vamp. Not too fast. And mind the F sharps. We're in the key of G. I know you hate it.
Let's do it.
All alone in her pagoda, waiting for her sailor man, poor butterfly would sit and cry. Someone came along and showed her how to keep him in Japan. He just came back for a day, but she said, I guess you'll stay. Poor little butterfly has learned to roll her eye, and when she shimmies, she can be. Say when this baby shakes, she's got just what it takes to keep her sailor boy from going out to sea. She knew the ball and jack was bound to bring him back. She learned to do an oriental dance, and how you ought to see, you ought to see the way she shakes her Japanese. Poor little butterfly is a fly girl now.
Thank you for tuning into the Carolina Shout. Our host and pianist is me, Ethan Uslan. Kate Uslan is the audio engineer. Thanks to our special guest today, soprano Melinda Whittington. And thanks to Giacomo Puccini for the pasta fazool. And thanks to Chocho-san for the edamame hummus. And now I'd like to present my old friend Pinkerton. Pinkerton's here in the studio. Pinkerton, would you like to say a few words? Pinkerton? He was here a minute ago. Pinkerton, where are you? Pinkerton, come back. Pinkerton! Pinkerton!